Proverbs chapter 30, verses 1 through 4, these are God's words. The words of Agur, the son of Jephthah, his utterance, this man declared to Ithiel, and to Ukel. Surely I am more stupid than any man, and do not have the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom, nor have knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ascended into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if you know? So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word, in which he teaches us to really think about who it is who instructs us when we read the Bible and when we hear the Bible preached. To us, Agur and Jaka and Ithiel and Ukel don't mean much. But the way verse 2 is stated, it is implied that it's supposed to sound ironic to the reader or to the hearer, that this is one of the wise men. If he had a YouTube channel or a podcast, he would have tons of subscribers who couldn't wait to hear what super wise, excellent thing he had to say. And there are men who have a better handle on what reality is like that others listen to them. And yet, what is a man compared to God? And so he gives verse 2, but he gives the reasoning for verse 2 for saying that by comparison, his words should be considered stupid and lacking understanding. In verse 3, he says, I neither learned wisdom nor have knowledge of the Holy One. This is the same idea that is at the end of the book of Job, that our knowledge of God is so small, and our knowledge of everything else is infinitesimally small by comparison to the knowledge that God has. Now, we live in an age in which we've got these ideas, that this theory or philosophy of evolution that thinks like the whole world was primitive until it got to us, and we are the apex of humanity. And the Lord has allowed us to learn or understand or manipulate the creation around us to a much greater extent than many people throughout the course of history. So we are actually in great danger of arrogantly believing what our culture tells itself about itself. But how very little we know of God, and how infinitesimally small is our knowledge of everything else by comparison to God. And so the Lord asks, or this Agur, by the Holy Spirit, asks this series of questions in verse 4 that is very similar to some of the questions that the Lord asks Job in, at the end of the book of Job, some of the questions that God asks when he's giving the "to whom will you liken me" speech in Isaiah 40 and the book of Micah and some other places. Who has ascended into heaven or descended? I mean, they didn't actually have podcasts, obviously, but you want to listen to the podcast of somebody? How about somebody who has been to the height of heaven and the furthest depths of everything? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Okay, has so much power that if you were to think of his power in terms of actual physical hands, he could actually enclose the entire atmosphere in a hand. Who has bound the waters in a garment? You know, a nice skin garment that you can actually contain some water, and he just kind of scoops up all the oceans of the world in his cloak. Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name, if you know? Yeah, you're pretty impressed with Jekka. and you're pretty impressed with Agur the son of Jekka. But Agur the son of Jekka, by the small amount of wisdom that he had by the Spirit of God, he was not impressed with Jekka and the son of Jekka. He wants to know this guy's name and this guy's son's name so he can get wisdom from him. And how great then is the privilege that we have the Bible, that the living God who is from everlasting to everlasting, who is the uncreated creator, who has being as belonging to his essence, is dependent on no one and nothing, and everyone and everything is dependent on him, and he has given us his words. We know him, and of course even the way that Agur puts it reminds us that we know him especially in his son. His son is the Word himself. He is God, he is the wisdom of God, and he is the one by whom God has communicated his wisdom to us, even our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, whereas those who are worldly would flock to and highly value hearing the wisdom of a man like Agur, how much more should we treasure having the Bible, and listening to it carefully, and thinking, I need to implement that right away, and putting it into practice in our lives, and considering ourselves blessed that we have gotten to receive such instruction. May the Lord give us such a view of Him, and such a view of man generally, and humility about ourselves specifically, that we may be well instructed and get real wisdom for real living in and through our Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this portion of your word and even what it teaches us about how to view and respond to your word. We pray that your Spirit would press home these realities to our hearts, that we would marvel, that we may know you, that we may hear you and learn from you. Give us humility, we pray, both about ourselves specifically and about man generally, so that we would not be overly impressed with those who are mere flesh. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.